Cardiff. How's it going, buddy? It's Dennis with Think of Cardiff.
I'm doing all right, man. I just had a little problem. I'm going through a deal right now. Remember I told you I was thinking about buying a trailer?
Yes.
Well, I had my engine blow up on me yesterday morning. Right now I'm looking at a truck. Looking at a truck, and I'm seeing what the hell's out there or whatever. And in fact, I was just talking to my wife about you, man. I don't know. How do you guys run that deal, man? What's the interest rate on your loans?
Yeah, it really just depends. There's probably about 15 different types that we have here. But I was thinking that were you looking to just fix your motor, or did you need working capital to?
Well, I'm looking at both deals. If you could, I could fix my motor. I already talked to certain people. You know, I got a mechanic over here. He said we could buy a block and just rebuild the engine. You know,
okay.
Buy a block and then buy the overhead kit. You know, and do that. You know, but I'm looking at about $15,000.
About 15. Okay. Well, my only concern is that, how much would you say?
I got the title to my truck.
Do you? Okay. How much would you say the average deposits are you're doing monthly right now? Or you were doing?
Let me ask my wife on that deal. She's got bank statements, man, if you want to see that. You know what I mean? So now, what's the average deposit on the bank monthly right now? Do you know? I got Dennis. Look, I'm talking about Dennis. He's calling me right now. He said he might be able to get me the loan for the... between 8,000 and 10,000.
8 and 10, okay. And repair of the motor is going to be 15.
Yeah, I would say somewhere around there. I'm gonna get it done right and do a couple of things since I'm gonna have it down.
Well, we have a working capital loan that we can do that's based off your revenue, but they only lend around 8% of your annual sales. So if you figure if you do 8,000 a month, times 12 months, it's $9,600 right there. They probably only lend you 8% of that, so it's not going to be much at all. It's only going to be around 7,000, 8,000, in that ballpark if we just do an unsecured working capital loan. I was thinking about doing secured on the truck, but if it's not running, then they'll do a site inspection and realize it's not running, and then we'll be, back to square one there. But as far as purchasing a new truck,
But how are they going to know if you just do a secure loan with a truck? They're not going to know if it's running or not. Because where are you at?
Well, we have site inspectors and stuff that we have a company we use called QuickTracks, but doesn't necessarily mean that, if you have a title, how much would you say the truck's worth?
Honestly, I think my truck's worth about $30,000, man.
Oh, 30, okay.
Yeah, it is a little repairs, but not nothing, and the engine took a shit. I redid this engine, I would say, maybe about 8-9 years ago,
Gotcha, it gave you quite a good run there.
So, I got it all right now. It's got brand new tires. It's got everything's. In fact, I just told my wife, man, because Saturday I had a service, and I told my wife, man, I got my baby up the bar. I got to do this and this and this, I got it where I want it, But apparently something got loose inside the engine and took a shit,
Put enough miles on those bad boys, it's bound to happen eventually, right?
I hadn't found a trailer, so I'm leasing the trailer from the company, which is not big old deal because I pay just 8%. I just pay 8% and it comes out of my revenue before even I get paid.
Gotcha.
So I don't feel it, but I know that if I bought a trailer, I'd be saving me money. So that's why I was looking at a trailer. But now this happened, so right now I got to do what I got to do to keep my truck rolling.
Yeah, so I found a guy too that's selling.
So you could do what you gotta do, man, and find out what interest rate. Now I'm ready to do something real quick. If you can help me out, you can help me out. I'm talking to the bank too, so I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm gonna try to get the best deal I can get.
Absolutely. Well, I think the best deal to do is just do a secured loan on the collateral since you own the truck outright.
Yeah.
Just do a loan against the title.
Mm-hmm.
And all I'll need to do is just get an application out to you.
Well, I think I got an application on my email deal, right? All right.
And Send me one
out just to be on the safe side.
Yeah, I'll do that.
I can fill that out, run that through, and then we'll see who gives me a better deal.
Okay, so just
and whoever gives me a better deal, I'm gonna go to because I'm gonna get a loan. That's damn sure. I'm gonna get that because I took this. And that's what I'm working on today.
Gotcha.
I'm going to work on that today, and that's where I'm going to go.
Okay.
If you need to, you need a copy of the title, you need something like that, you know, we could take care of that. It's not a problem.
Okay, yeah, we don't need that right now. I think I'll just look on getting the approval for you first, then we'll cross that bridge when we get there. Okay. But as far as I need to email this to JessForGod at Yahoo still.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
JessForGod. JessForGod. JessForGod, and then Yahoo.com. Yeah.
Okay. Well, check your email in about 5 minutes. I'll get the information out to you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks, bud. You too.
Bye.